Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 27 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine and professional joke teller.
And I'm Bob Smiley, ignoring the title that Jesse just gave himself. I'm also known as Average Boy, a.k.a. the thinker and not the stinker.
Not the stinker?
Actually, I just took a whiff and maybe I spoke too soon. I rode my bike to the station where we record, so I'm pretty sweaty right now. Also, I'm thinking that the tuna fish sandwich was not the best choice for lunch today.
Okay, so you are the stinker, but how are you the thinker?
I took a personality test last week. Normally, tests are really hard, but this one was about me, so I hardly had to think at all, because it was like I've been studying since I was born.
Oh, so did you pass the test? You actually have a personality?
I do, and it's a good one. This personality test was so cool. It breaks people into four categories.
A test that breaks people. You know, I think I took some of those in college.
Well, it doesn't break you, although I did have trouble with the first question. It was so tough that I cheated. I had to ask my mom for the answer.
Oh, wow. What was that first question?
Today's date. I never know that. But mom helped me, and the rest of the test was easy. Again, you know, it was about me, so I already knew all the answers.
Now, you said this test breaks people into four categories. Do you remember what they are?
Oh, I do. Well, you know, being a thinker, I remember things very well, John.
I'm Jesse, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, the four categories are the leader, the thinker, the talker, and the peacemaker.
Oh, wait. That reminds me of a joke.
Okay, if I reminded you to tell one of your jokes, then I am definitely not the peacemaker.
No, you'll like this one. It's a thinking joke, so it goes with your personality. Why do frogs like St. Patrick's Day?
Because time flies during holidays, and frogs like flies.
No, it's because they're always wearing green. You get it? So they don't get pinched.
Yeah, I think somebody needs a pinch right now. But back to my personality test. God has given us all special talents, and if we can figure out what they are, then we can use those talents more in life to honor God and draw others closer to Him. Also, learning different personality types can help you understand others around you. You know, for instance, Billy, my best friend, he is a talker. I mean, he is a real talker. I mean, he talks all the time. He goes on and on about random stuff. I remember one time he and I were down by the creek, and this turtle was swimming towards us.
Wait, Bob. I think you're getting a little off topic here. You were telling us why you are the thinker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I was excited to find out which of these four categories I actually fit in. At first, I wasn't sure. I thought I'd be the leader. I mean, after all, once I had the lead role in the school play.
But didn't you just open and close the curtains for the other actors?
I did. So I started and I ended the play. I mean, that's the lead role in my book. But as I read about the leader, I noticed they are goal-oriented, assertive, and competitive. I'm a little of those things, but they aren't my strongest characteristics.
And you weren't the talker, because, you know, I would have thought for sure that, you know, you would have been this. No?
Oh. Not at all. And in fact, my parents were shocked too, but I'm not the talker. Again, I had some of the talker's characteristics. I'm curious, charming. They didn't have super charming as a category, but I'm pretty sure I'd fit in that one if they did have it. I'm also adaptable, optimistic, extroverted, and a bunch of other words I had to look up. However, it turns out some talkers just want approval from everyone and can say anything to get that approval. And I don't really care about that because God is the only approval that I really need. If I have God's approval, then I'll have the approval of anyone else that really matters in life. So, again, not the talker.
That is surprising. But what about the peacemaker?
Again, I thought I might be the peacemaker because I'm loyal. I'm very loyal. In fact, I still have the same backpack, even though I can't get the skunk smell out of it. But my backpack isn't giving up on me, and I'm not giving up on it. I'm also friendly. I mean, really friendly. I mean, the backpack does make it hard to make friends, but I'm always trying to make friends and be very friendly. That's a big characteristic of the peacemaker. Oh, and I'm easygoing. That's another thing on the list. Things don't bother me like they do other people. Like the time the fire alarm went off at school, everyone was running around like crazy, yelling, screaming. I just stayed calm and easygoing.
But you did follow the school's procedure for, you know, what to do when the alarm goes off, right? Because that's it. I'm a fire warden here, you know, and that's really important to follow those instructions.
Something told me you were a fire warden. But no, I stayed calm. But what I did was I just ended up putting the fire out because, after all, I kind of felt like it was my job.
Why did you feel it was your job?
Well, I sort of started the fire.
Oh.
It was in science class, and it was the first time I'd used a Bunsen burner. And I set my notebook too close to the flame, and, well, who knew paper burned so easily?
And wait, you're sure you're not the talker? Because, you know, you really seem to be talking a lot in this podcast. So what makes you think that you're the thinker?
Well, thinking about it, first off, the thinker is artistic, and I'm very, very artistic. In fact, my dad had me paint my entire room one summer.
Wasn't that the summer you accidentally set off the bug bomb in your room and it stained all the walls?
Yeah, that's what started it, but that's how I found out that I love to paint. In fact, I did a painting today. Hold on, let me get it out. There, what do you think of that, Jesse?
Well... It kind of looks like a blank white canvas.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a cow eating grass.
I don't even see any grass.
Well, you know, the cow ate it. Cows can eat a lot of grass, you know. You know, based on the cows that live around me, I'd say they eat around 24 pounds of grass a day.
You didn't just look that up, did you, Bob?
Okay, I did. Yeah. But that, you know why I did? Because I'm always thinking.
Oh, okay. So back to your painting. Where's the cow?
Jesse, you don't expect a cow to hang around where there's not any grass, do you? Huh? See?
Yeah,
very artistic. So the thinker is also loyal and dependable, and that's totally me. My friends can always count on me. For instance, I'm always there to help Billy clean up any big mess.
Aren't you usually there to help him in making the mess?
Exactly. That's my point. My friends can always count on me to be there. Thinkers also like lists and marking things off the list once they've done them. That's totally me. I make a list every day of things I need to do.
Okay, so do you have a list for today?
I did, but I lost it.
Okay. So what are some of the other characteristics of the thinker?
I know I had this list when I came in today. Okay, sorry. Well, thinkers are also they're very organized. Okay, so maybe I'm not 100% a thinker, but that's what's cool about looking at personalities. God has made us all a little bit different, and it keeps life fun and full of adventure.
Oh, that is very true. You know, each of our personalities can fall into certain categories, but we're all going to be a little bit different from anyone else. You know, that's why you're a little bit the leader, a little bit the thinker, a little bit the peacemaker, and a little bit the talker, or a lot the talker.
So true, Jesse. It's like 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5 says. Well, it actually doesn't say anything. You have to read it, unless you have the audio version. By the way, does it bother anyone else that the Bible app on your phone has updates? Like, what are they updating?
Oh, wow. You are always thinking, Bob. So, you know, come to think of it, maybe you are the thinker. But before we get off track again, weren't you about to read a scripture?
Oh, yeah. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5 reads, "May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." God has created us with special characteristics. This means we respond to things differently. If we can figure out why we do that, we have a much better chance getting along with everyone.
Oh, that's true. You know, when we understand more about our God-given personalities and the personalities of our family and friends, it gives us insights as to why they might respond to something in the way they do. And that can help us show grace toward them, and it can help us work together better. Oh, that reminds me of one of my favorite scriptures, which is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, where it says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So having the gifts that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them." You know, God has designed us each for a different purpose, and as we follow His word and we use our different personalities together, we can accomplish great things.
Oh, speaking of great things, we got some great feedback about our podcast and some great questions. Can I read one?
I don't see why not. We love hearing from our listeners.
Perfect, because I know a guy with a great question. Okay, that's funny, Jesse, because his name is Noah. I know a guy. You get it?
Yeah, and I thought my frog joke was bad.
The frog joke was okay, but let's hop to Noah's question. It's actually very riveting. So Noah, who says he's 7 years old, writes, I love your podcast. I have a hard time being kind. How do I fix it? Well, first off, Noah, thanks for listening and loving our podcast. Third of all, your question goes perfectly with today's topic. Figuring out your personality can show you your strengths and your weaknesses. If you know you have a hard time being kind, you have something to start working on to make you a better person. And if you're a thinker like me, I'm a thinker. I don't know if I mentioned that, but you can put that on your list and look forward to crossing it off.
You know, also, when you realize how much God loves you, it should motivate you to love other people. Have you ever done something bad and you thought your parents wouldn't forgive you for it, but then they do and you feel relieved and loved? It just makes you feel so good, right?
Yeah!
Well, if you have the power to make others feel good when you're kind to them, that's a great power to have because, you know, we all mess up. And even when we mess up, God never stops loving us. So if someone makes you mad or makes you not want to be kind to them, think about what God would do. And then the answer is always treat them with kindness.
Well, it wasn't the answer to today's date question, but I know what you're getting at, Jesse. Every time we hang out with someone else, we get to see their personality, and they get to see ours. And if we're always working on making our personality better and better, then they get the best of us. And if we're encouraging and kind, we get to help them be the best person that they can be.
Well, exactly. And I think that's a great place to end the podcast and let everyone go out and be the best person they can be.
Oh, hang on. I just found my list. Okay, the only thing on my list today was to finish this podcast.
And you did. So cross that one off, Bob, and start working on not being the stinker. maybe put shower on the list. I don't know. But for now, that's the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. You can read The Adventures of Average Boy every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Just go to averageboy.org to sign up for a subscription.
And if you want to work on your personality and your relationship with God, you can read Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2. They're filled with advice, biblical wisdom, and huge laughs. Hopefully like the huge laughs you had today listening to us.
You know, and if you've enjoyed today's podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call and leave a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your comment, question, and your voice on a future podcast like we did with Noah's writing question today. Which reminds me of another joke. Why didn't Noah play card games?
I actually thought he did. Wasn't Go Fish a popular game on the Ark?
Okay, that's pretty funny, Bob. But the answer as to why Noah didn't play card games was because he was always standing on the deck. On the deck, like of the ship. Oh, you get it?
So now it really does feel like we should end this. But before we do, I want to give a shout-out to Ray at Houston Pod for letting us record. He's awesome. Anyway, I hope you guys all enjoyed our podcast. And don't forget, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that everyone is different.
And some of us are super average. He's